Disaster relief in Norman to help during fire rebuilds. State lawmakers sign off on bills to consolidate elections. And local musicians are featured in an MTV-style event. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, March 26th. I'm Deborah Shar. The City of Norman approved policies to help people who lost homes in recent wildfires. The resolution allows impacted property owners to live in a temporary dwelling on the same lot during repairs or reconstruction. A building permit must be obtained within 1 year from the date a permanent residence was destroyed. Fire burned through at least six dwellings in city limits during the March 14th weekend. A Bill of Rights for medical patients in Oklahoma has been in the works the past 2 years. As KGOU's Hannah France reports, House Bill 1600, called the Lori Brand Patient Bill of Rights Act of 2025, passed the House floor with a vote of 84 to 10 on Tuesday.
The bill lists 19 rights for medical patients, including the right to receive visitors and the right to receive as much information as needed to give informed consent for treatment. Following the vote, the bill's author, Republican Representative Emily Geis, recognized Gerald Brand for his work in creating the bill in honor of his late wife, whose death was made more difficult for her family due to a lack of communication from the hospital.
From his pain, his family's pain, he's found purpose, and I'm very, very grateful to serve you, Mr. Brand.
A similar bill also passed the House floor in 2023. It went on to pass the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, but it was not heard on the Senate floor. I'm Hannah France.
Lawmakers are ready to reduce the number of state and local elections each year in Oklahoma. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us that means some common sense consolidating.
House Bill 2106 by Edmond Republican Mike Osborne aims to increase voter participation by reducing voter fatigue. The measure limits Oklahoma to five elections a year, with certain exceptions related to special elections called by the governor. As it stands, Oklahoma's election dates are numerous and often scheduled at the pace of once a month. That's a cap of 12 elections on odd-numbered years and 7 on even-numbered years. In a press release, Osborne called his bill a, quote, common-sense way to streamline the voting process and keep people focused on their representation. The measure passed the House floor this week with a 92-0 unanimous vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A similar measure, Senate Bill 652, also passed its chamber of origin with a unanimous vote. A music video showcase is coming to the historic Rodeo Cinema at the Stockyards in Oklahoma City. Matthew Viriapa has more on tomorrow night's OKC MTV.
Put on by the Fresh Record, the event offers a chance to relive the MTV of the 1980s and 90s, with music videos from local musicians like Samantha Crane, JB, and more on the big screen. Musician Steven Stark organized the event and says the aim is to expose people to local music while fostering connections between Oklahoma's film and music industries.
What would make me really happy would be to see more local Oklahoma artists being used in films that are produced locally and to see them make more videos.
Local director and music producer Jared Evans will also be there for a Q&A. I'm Matthew Viriapa.
Doors open tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.